This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. The Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, has scripted history in West Bengal by securing an overwhelming mandate in the 294-member state assembly. The ruling BJP-led NDA has secured a historic third consecutive term in Assam. In Keralam, the United Democratic Front has swept the polls with 99 seats, signalling a decisive return to power. Puducherry is expected to witness the return of a National Democratic Alliance government led by N. Rangaswamy's All India NR Congress. In West Bengal, BJP candidate Suvendu Adhikari defeated West Bengal Chief Minister and TMC leader Mamata Banerjee in the Bhavanipur Assembly constituency by more than 15,000 votes. BJP has crossed the majority mark of 148 in the 294-member house, ending the 15-year rule of Mamata Banerjee-led Trinamool Congress in the first election after special intensive revision of electoral roll. With the win, the state will be witnessing its first BJP government since independence. Out of a total of 293 assembly seats, results have been declared for 292 constituencies so far. BJP has bagged 206 seats, while Trinamool Congress has won 80 seats and is leading on one seat. Congress and regional Aam Janata Unnayan Party secured two seats each. CPM clinched one seat. In Assam, out of the results declared for 101 constituencies, BJP has bagged 73 seats, while its allies Assam Gana Parishad has won 6 seats and Bodoland People's Front has secured 8 seats. On the other hand, Congress has gained 10 seats, All India United Democratic Front clinched 2 seats, while Raijor Dal and TMC have secured 1 seat each. In Keralam, the Congress-led UDF has clinched a decisive win, while the Congress won 63 seats. Its ally, IUML, added 22, giving the alliance a dominant edge across the state. In Puducherry, the National Democratic Alliance is set to form the next government, securing a comfortable majority of 18 in the 30-member house. Actor-turned-politician Vijay's-led Tamila Vetri Kadagam is all set to create history in Tamil Nadu Assembly election by emerging as the single largest party. TVK has won 108 seats out of 234 constituencies across the state, according to the Election Commission. The ruling Dravida Munnetra Kadagam, led by Chief Minister M.K. Stalin, has won 59 seats, while its rival All India Anna Dravida Munnetra Kadagam has won 47 seats. PMK has won 4 seats. Indian National Congress has won 5 seats. BJP, DMDK and AMMKM and KZ bagged 1 seat each. CPI, CPIM, VCK and IUML bagged 2 seats each. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that today is a historic and unprecedented day and expressed gratitude to the people and party workers of West Bengal, Assam, Puducherry, Tamil Nadu and Keralam. Addressing party workers at BJP headquarters in Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi said, "Today heralds a new dawn for the nation and people have placed their trust in India's great democracy, politics of performance and trust in the spirit of Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat."
जय पराजय लोकतंत्र और चुनावी राजनीति का एक स्वाभाविक हिस्सा होता है, लेकिन 5 प्रदेशों की जनता ने पूरे विश्व को दिखाया है कि ये हमारा भारत मदर ऑफ डेमोक्रेसी क्यों है। लोकतंत्र डेमोक्रेसी हमारे लिए सिर्फ एक तंत्र नहीं है, ये हमारी रगों में दौड़ता हुआ संस्कार है। और आज सिर्फ भारत का लोकतंत्र ही नहीं जीता है, आज भारत का संविधान भी जीता है।
Prime Minister Modi stated that BJP and NDA governments are in power in more than 20 states of the country and BJP's mantra is citizen is God. The BJP has appointed senior party leader and union minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya and its in charge in Puducherry Nirmal Kumar Surana as central observers for the election of the leader of legislative party in Puducherry. These names were approved by the BJP parliamentary board for central observers. And in IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 6 wickets at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.